Today's Mishnah is on Masech Shvi'is Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, and Mishnah Vav. So we're continuing with the first sugya Masech Shvi'is, which discusses the laws of Shvi'is, specifically the laws of Tosfos Shvi'is, and even more specifically, the laws of Tosfos Shvi'is Derabbanan, and even more specifically, the laws of Tosfos Shvi'is Derabbanan as it relates to a stay Elon. Ordinarily, Shvi'is begins Be'echad B'tishrei, it's the first Mishnah, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Be'echad B'tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'shmiteh. Midday Raisa, there's a din Tosfos Shvi'is. The Gemara brought one of the Mekoros in the previous Mishnah. Becharish Uvakatzer Tishbois. And that din Tosfos Shvi'is begins 30 days before when Shvi'is begins, which is Be'echad Be'elo. The Rabbanan said that a person should start observing the laws of Tosfos Shvi'is dating back to the Pesach before the Shemitah year. However, they gave a special kula for a stay ilan. And the Mishnah gave a very technical definition of what a stay ilan is. A stay ilan has to be a field that's a besa, where there are three trees, where each one of the trees has the ability to produce 60 Italian mana of pressed figs. If one of the trees doesn't have the ability to produce that many pressed figs, it's not going to be considered a stay ilan. What if there are more than three trees? You're still going to have every single tree producing that amount of pressed figs. However, only up until 10, the loyad b'chal. Once you have 10 trees, at that point, it doesn't matter how many figs these trees would be able to produce. The halacha is, if you have a besa that has 10 trees inside of it, that's a very concentrated field, and that already is always going to have the halacha of a stei ilan. Now, what's the halacha of a stei ilan? So that was the first mission of the Masechta. It's machlokes b'shamayim b'sil, the kroivim divrei elu, liyos kedivrei elu, it's shvuas time. So whereas ordinarily, Tosfos Shvi'is goes all the way back to Pesach, when it comes to a stei ilan, then it's going to be from shvuas. So today's Mishnayos are going to continue to discuss these halachas and begin with some of the technical halachas as it relates to a stei ilan. Zok the Mishnah, very straightforward. Shloisha ilanoi shel shloisha anash. What happens if you have a field? It meets the size criteria. It's a besa. There are three trees. Each tree meets the criteria. It's able to produce what a tree needs to produce in order for it to be considered a stei ilan. However, the owner of the three trees were three different people. It was Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Not only did three people own the trees, but these three people owned the land that was immediately beneath the trees. So the question is, does it have a din of a stei ilan or not? On the one hand, the field itself, the cheftza, is a stei ilan. But if you look at the gavra, you look at the people, it's owned by three people, so maybe that would impact. The halacha says, the Mishnah, harei elu mitstarfin. No, it is mitstarf, the chorshin kol beisa b'shvilan. And the halacha is, you'd be able to plow the entire beisa, the entire field. In other words, the entire field is considered a stei ilan. Zok the Mishnah nod halacha v'kam yehei beinayim. How much space does there have to be in between the trees in order for the field to be a stei ilan? Meaning, the Mishnah's question is implying that the Mishnah was under the opinion that if the trees would be too closely to each other, then the three trees would not have the ability to make the field a stei ilan. Meaning, there has to be a little bit of space between them. They have to be somewhat dispersed within the field. So the question is, how much space does there have to be between the trees in order for the field to be a stei ilan? Rabbi Gamliel said, "Kidei she'ei abakar over b'keilah." It has to be wide enough that bakar, the rinder, that you would need the cattle, should be able to go with its kelim, with all its pashkevil, and it should be able to walk in between these trees. If it's that wide, that's going to be okay. And what is the shear? So the Rav says, "V'hainu arba amos." If there's four amos in between the trees, that's going to make it a stei ilan. Mishnah Vav. Eser netiyos. If you have 10 netiyos, loosely translated as 10 saplings, mefuzarois betoich beisa, that are spread out within a beisa, says the Mishnah Chiddush, chorshin kol beisa b'shvilan, you're allowed to plow the entire beisa b'shvilan on behalf of these netiyos ad Rosh Hashanah, up until Rosh Hashanah. Now this halacha is a very big Chiddush, because what the Mishnah is saying is that there's a time that you'd be able to plow a field up until Rosh Hashanah, up until the time that Shvi'is begins, which means that there's no Tosfos Shvi'is Derabbanan. It also means that there's no Tosfos Shvi'is midairaisa. Because as we mentioned already so many times, Becharish of Akasa Tishbois teaches us that even though Shemitah starts on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, quote-unquote, but at the same time, there's a halach of 30 days of Tois V'Shvias that a person has to observe Medei Raisa. If the Mishnah says that when you have Esen Netiyos, Mefuzorois, Betoich Beisa, you can be Chayrish, Kol Beisa, B'Shvilan, Ad Rosh Hashanah, essentially what the Mishnah is saying is that not only is there no Tois V'Shvias Midrabanan, but there's also no Tois V'Shvias Medei Raisa. And that is, in fact, the halach. Now the question is, why? So before why, what is Esen Netiyos? So Esen Netiyos are where you have 10 trees, but they're very, very young trees. Now the definition of young trees is going to be tomorrow's Mishnah Yomi. Mishnah Ches, that's going to discuss more specifically what exactly a Netiyah is. But for now, loosely translated, it's a very, very young tree. So you have a young tree. Now young trees need to be taken care of, just like young children need to be taken care of. And if you're not going to be metapa with these young trees, there's going to end up being a tremendous hefset. And it's for that reason the Chachamim didn't impose any Tois V'Shvias when you have these young trees. But even more so, the Torah didn't impose Tois V'Shvias. Now, what does it say in the Torah? That if you have 10 young trees, mefuzorois betoich beisa, that are in a field the size of a beisa, there's no tois v'shvias. We have a pasuk, becharish v'kasa tishbeis, that teaches me there's a lot of tois v'shvias. If you're telling me that by Esen Netiyos you don't have tois v'shvias, even midei reis, it must be somewhere. Where is it? So it's really not mefurish anywhere in the Torah. However, it is halach l'moshe m'sinai. And in fact, there are many places in Shas where the Gemara says, quote, Esen Netiyos, a rov of a nisach hamayim, halach l'moshe m'sinai. Usually when you see this phrase in Shas, you know what Arav is, you know what Nisach HaMayin is, and we'll figure out what Esen Netiyos is when we learn Masech Teshuvos. Well, we're learning Masech Teshuvos. So as a result, we have to know what Esen Netiyos is, and now the Mishnah is going to get into it. But Esen Netiyos is, if you look in Rashi, Masech Teshuvos Taf Gimel Amud Aleph, we'll just read Rashi inside. Esen Netiyos hamifu zorois betoich beisa. So you had 10 Netiyos, 10 young trees, they were spread out within a beisa. Chershin kol beisa, you're allowed to plow the entire beisa. Erev Shvias, meaning leading up to Shvias, ad Rosh Hashanah, up until Rosh Hashanah. Nah, falgaf deshar sodois ein chershin lifnei Shvias lamid yoim. And even though when it comes to all other fields, midday raisa, you have 30 days, you're not allowed to be chayrish, ze chershin, this field is different. Because if you're not going to be chayrish, there's going to be a hafsid, and for that reason you're allowed to do it. The truth is, from the lashon of the Mishnah, you see that the reason there was halacha l'moshe m'sinai that you can do it is pashut to protect the trees, because the Mishnah said Esen Netiyos mefuzoris betoich beisa chayrishin kol beisa b'shvilon. So the word b'shvilon sounds like this was the time of the crop. This was the reason for the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. But the bottom line is usually halacha l'moshe m'sinai don't have reasons. Almost by definition, they don't have reasons. But over here, we have a reason, a time of the krah. Seems like in the Lashon HaMishnah already there's a time of the krah. But the bottom line is that even though ordinarily the Zalacha Tois V'Shvias, the Raisa, the Rabbanon, there is an exception to the rule. The exception to the rule is if you have very, very young trees. How many? They have to be 10. They have to be spread out within a Beisa. That's the Halacha of Esen Netiyos. That's Halacha L'moshe M'sinai. Zok the Mishnah, Hayu Asuois Shura. What happens if all 10 trees, all of these saplings, these Netiyos, they were in a Shura? They were all in a straight line. I mean, they weren't spread out. Or, umukafe satara. They were surrounded by a fence. Usually an atara is a crown. But here, the Rav says it's a geder. They were surrounded by a fence. Ein chershon el litzarchan. Then it doesn't have a din of esne netiyos. And over there, the halacha is going to be, yeah, litzarchan, you're always allowed to be chayrish. The Rabbanim never imposed their halacha. But in terms of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, if Esen Netiyos mefuzoris betoich beisa, where the chiddush is chershin kol beisa, number one. And number two, adat Rosh Hashanah, that even with a rice, you don't have a halacha of Tois V'Shvias. So these halachas are only going to be true if there's Esen Netiyos and the mefuzoris, they're completely spread out. But if they're super concentrated, either because they're in one row or because they're surrounded within the beisa, so then you're not going to have the halacha of Esen Netiyos.